If you read Helena Blavatsky's controversial work, The Secret Doctrine, more information about this Hindu prophecy appears, complete with excerpts from the original text. We find out that there are 8 superhuman faculties Kalki develops associated with this prophecy, obviously far beyond what most of us have now. As the Satyayuga is always the first in the series of the 4 ages or yugas, so the Kali ever comes the last. The Kali Yuga reigns now supreme in India, and it seems to coincide with that of the Western Age. Anyhow, it is curious to see how prophetic in almost all things was the writer of Vishnu Purana when foretelling to Maitreya some of the dark influences and sins of this Kali Yuga. For after saying that the barbarians will be masters of the banks of the Indus River, he adds, "Thus in the Kali Age will decay constantly proceed, until the human race approaches its annihilation, pralaya. When the close of the Kali Age shall be nigh, a portion of that divine being which exists of its own spiritual nature shall descend on earth, Kalki Avatar, endowed with the 8 superhuman faculties. He will reestablish righteousness on earth, and the minds of those who live at the end of Kali Yuga shall be awakened and become as pellucid, clear as crystal. The men who are thus changed shall be the seeds of human beings and shall give birth to a race who shall follow the laws of the Krita Age, the Age of Purity." Edgar Cayce went into detail about what he called the 5th root race in his own readings. John Van Auken discussed this prophecy in the March-April 2009 issue of the Association for Research and Enlightenment's Venture Inward magazine. Casey's readings predicted the shift to a new era and a new body type that he called the 5th root race, indicating that there had been 4 previous ages and body types. The body change has been occurring in an evolving manner for some time, but perhaps through mutation, there will be new bodies, ones that will be more accommodating to soulful consciousness. We may be content with our present bodies, but imagine incarnating again in a souped-up model that allows for more cosmic consciousness while incarnate. Sounds good, especially if it coincides with a new age when Satan is bound and no evil distracts or temptations test the souls in the new earth. When will the golden age arrive? When we go back to our excerpt from the Mahabharata in The Secret Doctrine, we come across a tantalizing clue. The ancient Hindu scriptures gave us a precise time window for when the golden age would arrive. They associated this with a rare conjunction of planets in the solar system, thus allowing us to calculate an exact date. As it is said, when the sun and moon and the lunar asterism Titia and the planet Jupiter are in one mansion, the Krita or Satya age shall return. No calculation is presented in Blavatsky's book for when this may occur, but Jeff Stray presents an informed opinion in his book Beyond 2012. In The Way to Shambhala, Edwin Birnbaum says that the golden age will come when the sun, moon, and Jupiter all meet in the same quadrant as the Titia constellation, which is part of Cancer. The next time this happens will be on July 26th, 2014, according to my astronomical software, CyberSky. That's barely over a year and a half after December 21st, 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar. Until Graham Hancock peer-reviewed an early draft of this book, I was under the impression that most astronomers believed the shift from the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius in the Western system also occurred around the year 2011 or 2012. According to Peter Lemessurier in Great Pyramid Decoded, the French Institut Géographique National fixed the age of Aquarius as arriving in 2011. Obviously, if there is a serious debate about the start time of the age of Aquarius, we need to roll up our sleeves and dig for the answer. Most astronomers feel the age of Aquarius begins whenever the sunrise moves into the constellation of Aquarius during the spring equinox, but no one can agree on when that is. When you go to NASA's Get a Straight Answer website and ask David P. Stern when the age of Aquarius begins, his straight answer is, I don't know. The ancients defined constellations by their brightest stars and drew no exact borders. Modern star charts have exact boundaries, usually straight lines like the boundaries of states in the western U.S., but I don't know when the spring equinox crossed the modern Pisces-Aquarius boundary.